Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. We are in the process of talking to Mayor Martin Modi Hicks, who has defied the governor's order of shutdown because he wants to save his town and he wants to save liberty. Welcome back, Mayor Hicks. Thanks for the time and for staying with us.
Absolutely glad to be here.
Great. I want to, first off, since we talked about, I mentioned to you Mark Garagos, I should have asked our producer to get this clip ready. Do we have that clip ready? Ah, he's so great. We have a clip that I came prepared with, Mark Garagos. It's the story of them actually suing, and that ain't no small task to sue Los Angeles. Let's go for it. Let's hear this clip.
Musso and Frank Grill is completely shut down for the first time in its 100-year history. And they are now turning to the courts to help because their insurance company says they won't cover the restaurant's losses. Take a look at this video. A lot of small businesses will be waiting to see how this court case plays out and also watching another case being filed by prominent attorney Mark Garagos. He's representing seven other business owners also forced to close down because of the governor's stay-at-home orders. The group is asking a federal judge to strike down those orders and have state and county government pay for their losses. They're not only suing the governor, also the L.A. mayor, sheriff's department, and board of supervisors in L.A., Orange, Riverside, and Ventura counties. They say their constitutional rights are being violated.
What do you think about that, Mayor Hicks?
I think it's absolutely beautiful. Let me read you something real quick, okay?
Please do.
I'm going to read you something really, really quick here. The 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution states, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law." Okay, so they're coming in and they're shutting down our businesses, telling us we can't operate with no due process of the law. That's pretty self-explanatory to me. Their life and their liberty is being taken apart because now they can't pay to do anything to have any liberties, to go out and have any fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their life is being taken away because they're being
forced into poverty.
Or just be in control of their own life and their own choices,
yes.
Which is what socialism and communism is about.
Yes, and it's like all this crap. Well, I'm afraid to go in there. Well, then don't go in there. Use some common sense. There's neighborhoods in Albuquerque I won't even drive into.
Mayor, I got to tell you something. Because it's so short, our segments are so short, I want to get this in. I see you as a budding leader of this movement. The way that this is going to happen is for courageous people like yourself. We're going to get Mark Garagos hopefully on the show the next time I get on or on my show spouting off. And what you have are pockets of passionate freedom all over this country, but they haven't connected yet. We don't have the benefit of community organizing. And that's why when we hear a story like yours, it inspires people all over this country. It inspires people to go get a flyer off MayDayUSA.org, which was spawned just in a grassroots way, to print off that flyer, post it on their door, and say, "We are opening May 1st. We do not need the permission of our community servants, they are servants of us, to tell us whether we can open or not. We don't need permission. We are well within our constitutional rights, and we can't afford to wait to get to the Supreme Court in 2 years, but there will be consequences for people who acted like tyrants. Are you prepared to be one of those leaders? Because I see you as one emerging.
Well, I'm running with this. I'm not going to lay down. I'd rather live on my feet than lay on my back and be run over by the government.
And thank you also for your service. You fought for this country and for our freedom, and now we're being attacked from within. I mean, that's really the core of the issue.
You know, and I don't know. It's just, for me, why are people so afraid? If you believe in God, there's nothing to be afraid of. Your life was finite the day that you were conceived in the womb. Your numbers were numbered right there. Your days were numbered. Your life is finite. And once you realize that, guess what? It's not that bad. Let's live. Let's be happy.
You're a budding star, my friend. And well, and here's the other thing.
One other thing, Karen. Let me get this in real quick.
Please.
Yesterday,
do.
I was being interviewed, and I had a heckler go by, kind of like Donald Trump does. And they told me, you're going to be responsible for all the COVID deaths in New Mexico. And I said, yeah, about like I'm responsible for World War II. I mean, how stupid is that? These people are giving me way too much credit, okay?
Yeah,
I don't have
yeah.
the power to do that. If I did, I'd stop the coronavirus right now. I'd like everybody to know that, okay?
Yes. It's bullying and fear-mongering in order to get power. And I wanted to ask you, here it says in one of these articles in CBS, you made CBS News, whoopee whoopee, Lujan Grisham, that's the governor of New Mexico, has said the mayor's plan, she's talking about you, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, and warned that state police would continue enforcing the health order. Are you afraid?
No. The state police came in here. You know, I compared her and her state police to the Gestapo. So the Anti-Defamation League and everybody went off on me. Well, let's stop and think about it, okay? In World War II, before they started rounding up Jews and killing them, the first thing they did is they sent, Hitler sent in his private police to shut down Jewish family businesses, to take them away.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, here in America, in New Mexico, I've seen it happening in other places where parents are being arrested for being in the park with their kids, which is absolutely idiotic.
That's happening in Colorado, too.
Michelle Lujan Grisham is sending her private state police that work for her into our small communities where we have sheriffs, we have our own police departments. We don't need the state police in our communities. But she's sending them in to cite us and tell us that we're going to be in court for a $5,000 fine. What's a misdemeanor? Ain't no judge going to make it a $5,000 fine.
We have to you know what we have to do? We have to line up legal defense for you. I've heard of the Pacific Legal Foundation. If you're listening, help out this man, this courageous man, Martin Hicks. We also got to probably do a GoFundMe page for you and the city of Grants as a symbol of freedom and freedom all around the country. I'll just tell you, just as an aside, I like to say that I put the Judeo and Judeo-Christian, so my ears always perk up when people talk about the Jews. And I just want to say, for the record, the Anti-Defamation League does not stand for my point of view whatsoever. They are a hard left organization, and you know, they always are pick and choose when they want to use the Jews as an example and when they want to, you know, throw us under the bus. So that's said. How can people help you?
Whew, continue to support us. I mean, that GoFundMe page and all that stuff sounds great.
Let's do it. I know of one. There's one that is conservative, liberty-minded. We'll have to put you in touch with the Independence Institute. They run something called Freedom Fi. Tell one of your people to do that, and we'll start raising money for you, but also so that you can be the spokesperson, one of many, the courageous ones who stood up first. Because when you do that, you give permission to many thousands more people who maybe are a little scared having their licenses pulled and other government bullying to take back their freedom. Because if you let them get away with one thing now, they're going to do 10 things more to you tomorrow. Your final thoughts, Mayor Moti Hicks, let's support you. Let's get you out there out front. You're a great spokesperson.
If we don't stand up, and we don't stand up and be counted right now, we will lose our republic, make no doubt about it. And then we will be in another civil war. How nasty will that be?
That's frightening.
So let's not lose our republic. Let's stand up for the Constitution. Let's vote people in that stand up for the Constitution, not the ones that want to take it away with their gun laws, there where you can't. Oh, you can't say that.
Yes.
Well, the First Amendment.
That's called the First Amendment.
That's exactly right. I can say anything I want. You can't go to church, especially if you're a Christian, Catholic, Baptist. It don't matter. I'm a Catholic, okay? And I'm proud of it.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing. It is amazing. I can't even go to church because I'm going to die. I'm going to die anyway. We're all going to die.
Mayor Hicks, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to talk to you again. We're going to connect you up with some Freedom Fi, and I'm going to keep you on speed dial. Thank you so much for joining us. The mayor of Grants, New Mexico, he's a budding star. When we come back, I'll have some thoughts for to wrap up this first hour. And boy, do we have more for you next hour when we come back on the Alan Nathan Show here on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.